Would it be making that? Well, if it had a round bottom, what would you call it? With legs, or would you call that a frying pan?
No, I would call that a. You mean like the types that are electric or something?
Well, I don't know. What would you call those electric kind?
I don't know what
it's called. Do you ever hear of a skillet or something?
Yeah.
Like, what's a skillet?
A skillet to me is about the same thing as a frying pan.
Any difference?
No.
Can you have an aluminum skillet? Or does it have to be made out of something?
I don't know.
What do you boil water in?
In a pot. A pot.
Tea?
Oh, you mean like for tea or something? A kettle.
Have you ever heard of a kettle talking about something outside?
No.
I mean, a long time ago, we used to wash clothes outside.
Oh, like the big kettle, like a witch's brewing kettle or whatever.
So you call that a kettle too?
Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever seen any different kinds of those? Any different names of those kind of kettles?
No.
Well, what do you put flowers in on the table?
Well, it depends. Like, you mean like cut flowers? If you had, say, roses or something, I would call it a vase.
But you say you'd call it. Have you ever heard it called something else?
I've heard other people call it a vase or something like that, but we've always said vase.
Now, you were talking about kitchen things a minute, and you said you had a spoon. Well, now, I guess when you ate, you set a plate, you use a spoon. What else would you use?
A knife and fork.
And you might have two forks and two spoons and two...
Okay, let's see. I would say a salad fork and then a dinner fork.
No,
is that what you mean?
That's fine, but no, I am interested, but go ahead.
Then.
So you would have these things. I mean, do you do this every time?
No, not every time.
Oh, no, what I meant was, what do you call two spoons and two forks and two...
Silverware is what I would call it.
And the one you cut with is called a knife.
Uh-huh.
And two of them would be two...
Knives.
Well, after you eat, what do you do to the dishes?
I wash them.
What do you use to wash the dishes?
A washcloth.
And then?
Or sponge.
Which do you use now?
Both. Depends.
And after you have all the soap, you put them under clean water and you?
I rinse them.
And what do you dry them off with?
A dish towel.
And what about when you wash your face?
Washcloth.
And you dry off with a?
Towel.
And where does the water come out of in the kitchen?
A faucet.
Would you call it the same thing in the bathroom?
Yeah, I do.
What about in the yard?
A faucet.
And if you had a big barrel or keg or something, you had a thing on that, what would you call that? On a portable water container, say.
I don't know.
Have you ever, like a big thermos jar?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And there's a little thing on there?
Yeah.
Would you call that a faucet too?
No. I wouldn't. I think a faucet is something that water would come out of. Like an outside faucet, or like what you just said, a sink, or in the bathroom, something.
Well, what about if you had a thermos full of water?
I don't know what it would be called.
Would you call it a faucet, or would you call it a lot of different names. Some call it a spit. A spit. You ever heard it called a spigot?
I've heard of it, but I've never called it that.
What's that word?
Spigot.
And have you? What do you call the ones that the firemen use on the street? You aren't there's a park next to them.
Fire hydrant.
And it doesn't get cold here very often.
No.
Real cold. But if it got cold last night, you'd say the water pipes
burst.
And